Subject, sister wives. Dear Steve and Shirley, I am currently in a relationship with someone I consider to be my soulmate. We met each other about 20 years ago when I was in college. We became best friends and we spent all our free time together as just good friends. When I left college, we stayed close for a while but lost contact for a few years. When he came back into my life a year ago, we professed our love for each other. He also made it clear that he had another woman, and he wanted the both, not just one of us.
Yes.
He wants us to eventually all live and work together as one family. As for the other woman and I to be sister wives. After much thought, I agreed. He presented the idea to the other woman without saying who, but she never fully agreed. So I am still being presented to her as a good friend. I currently live in a different state, so I am not around as much. When I go to their state, I stay at their house or we get a hotel room when we want to be alone. I hate lying to her, and I know she feels that there is something more between us. He encourages me to talk, spend time, and be her friend. I have been waiting for him to tell her, but he always says she is not ready. Should I be patient and wait for him to tell her, or should I take it upon myself and tell her? Leaving him is not an option. Well, I do think if you take it upon yourself and tell her, hopefully then you will option to leave him, because she's not going to go for this. She's not. That's why he keeps telling you she's not ready. I mean, you have to know that he has no intentions of really doing this. He really doesn't. It's a great idea, but I mean, as long as you're in the other state and she's there, he doesn't want to tell her. What does he have to tell her for? He's got you. I mean, you're his number two, and you are doing everything that he wants you to do. The line that really gets me in this entire letter is, you say after much thought, you agreed. What were you thinking about? Who thinks about being number two? I don't get that. And while you were doing all of this thinking, did you think what's in it for you, what you're going to get out of it? I don't understand how you can't see what he's doing. This is not love. He's just got a wife or woman at home and he has you on the side. You're the side chick. I mean, what are you being patient and waiting for? What? Just ask yourself that. I mean, I can't imagine you being number two and staying that and wanting to be that forever. Steve?
First of all, y'all ain't on TV.
Like the show.
Secondly, y'all in another race. I'm finna tell you something. White folks don't care for this. Black folks don't care for this. Latinos don't care for this. Asians don't care for this, for the most part. But if you do, I ain't knocking your hustle. Go on and do what you gonna do. But guess what? He presented this to you, and then after much thought, I agreed. Okay, you and her so far is fools. He presented the idea to the other woman without saying who, but she never fully agreed. She didn't. How do you not fully agree with that? You either agree with it or you don't. What is you saying? You can have one extra woman or two. She did not fully agree. She fully disagreed. See, there's no halfway point to how many other women can I have. She said, no, I'm not going for you and me, because she thinking she number one. So I am still being presented to her as a good friend. / you're being presented as a side piece disguised as a friend. I currently live in a different state, so I'm not around as much. When I go to their state, I stay at their house or we get a hotel room when we want to be alone. I hate lying to her, and I know she feels that there is something more between us. Listen, this is ideal for him. He got both of y'all. He got a side piece and he got his thing. Now, he done went and told his main thing that y'all just friends. He never presented this idea to this woman. Because if he had presented this idea to this woman, when he bought you in the house, she would have known something was up. So listen to me, lady, with your non-bright self. He never presented this idea to the woman he lived with. He never did. Because had he done that, when you came around, you couldn't say y'all just friends.
Right.
Listen to me.
Right.
He ain't told this woman nothing. Now,
well, how they getting in that house, though? How's she staying over there like that?
She's staying at the house because they just friends. Then when they want to be alone, they go get a hotel room. I hate lying to her, and I know she feels that there's something more between us. Yeah, well, soon as she figured out, though, I got news for you. Both of y'all finna get stabbed. He encourages me to talk, spend time, and be her friend. Yeah, so he just want the lie to continue. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for him to tell her, but he always say she is not ready. Should I be patient and wait for him to tell her, or should I take it upon myself and tell her? Leaving him is not out. First of all, listen to me, stupid. He's not going to tell her.
Nope.
He not gonna tell her.
Okay, you're right, Steve. He is not. He's got it both ways. You're so right. He's got you. You know, you talk about what men dream about. They dream about their dream girls. Women don't dream about this. We don't dream about being number two, some man's other wife. We don't do that. We absolutely do not do that. You're stupid. This letter is stupid. I hope that you get some sense about you and realize that you're better than this. Leaving him is not an option. Well, it should be. It should be. You're good, Steve. We lost you for a minute.
Oh, you lost me?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what was. I said, why the hell is Shirley talking?
She's talking all over me.
I said, this don't make no sense. You had your chance. But listen to me, lady. Listen to me. You're being presented as a friend because the number one can't know. You being played. And when you tell her about him, you are done. You are out of state and out of mind. Do you hear me? You stupid.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.